Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On the internet.
And on radio.
The what?
Radio and internet.
Oh, wow.
But not television.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yet. Unless you have those weird, like, cable radio stations
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we talk about video games.
Yeah.
We like them.
I do.
That's the end of the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah.
So, and we play a lot of video games.
Yeah.
We collect a lot of video games.
Yes.
And sometimes we actually go through our library and find games that we haven't played yet.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
No.
It was part of two bundles that we had gotten through itch.io.
Okay.
This is Elefantasy. It is by Benjamin Maxim, also known as Linker. And it is a very cute puzzle platformer.
Okay.
You are a small elephant who has fallen into a miniature world.
Okay.
That is what you do.
Well, you're a small elephant?
You're rather small. You're a tiny elephant. Why? It describes you as a tiny elephant.
Why?
Because you are tiny.
Okay.
You're not elephant-sized.
Okay.
Compared to anything in this world.
Okay.
After falling from the sky into a miniature world, a tiny elephant has a big adventure in store for them. Climb, dash, lift, and swim while exploring colorful pixel art environments in this cute 2D puzzle platformer. Can you collect all the gems?
No.
Gems, reach the tower in the clouds, and return home.
Okay.
So, that is the premise of the game.
Okay.
What I really like about this game is that you can control the speed at which the game runs. So you can make it slow, level one.
Okay.
And crank it up. I had it as high as 3, and then it was getting too hard, too fast, too furious.
Okay.
So it's a neat little accessibility feature. If things get too hard, you can slow it down, make things a little easier.
Like it'll just slow the game down?
Yeah, everything just kind of moves at kind of a snail's pace for you.
Okay.
So... I thought it was
okay.
Neat.
Yeah.
So your first friend in this world when you wake up is Snorri the Wizard, which I thought was funny because Snorri was historically was the guy who wrote down all the Icelandic sagas and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that was just a coincidence, but
because he's sleeping?
No, that's just the name.
No, I was like, it's a coincidence. Do you think it's a coincidence because he was asleep when you found him? No.
He wasn't asleep.
Oh. Okay, why?
I don't know why. He was just called Snorri.
Okay. I think it sounds intentional.
It might be.
Yeah.
And he is a shopkeeper.
Okay.
He's willing to loan you any of the 4 items that he has in stock.
Okay.
So you start as rank 1. You can only borrow 1 item at any one time. It can be, you can either plant seeds, or you can have a snorkel set. You can have dash boots. Or you can be strong with a strong power ring.
Okay.
And you have to use this item to get through different areas of the map. So, first thing I picked up was the snorkel, because there's an underwater area.
Okay.
You can swim freely, try and solve the puzzles and try and get more gems, and find keys to unlock more areas.
Okay.
As you get gems, you get ranked up. So, at 5 gems, you get to have 2 items in your inventory.
Whoa.
To get yourself further through the game.
Okay.
And you can switch these items out as you need to get along.
Like at any time or just...
At any time you can go back and switch out your item.
Okay, so it's not like you can do it just instantaneous is what
no.
I'm saying.
No, you have to go back to Snorri, get another item.
Okay, yeah.
And then you can go back to where you gotta go.
And fix it out, yeah.
So the seeds will plant a flower that you can climb up and get to higher levels. The power boots make you much faster to get through small gaps. The ring makes you lift vases and stuff. So you can move them or throw them. Well, you can't really throw them at things, but you can drop them off ledges.
Okay.
And as you get up into your ranks, you can get up to... You can eventually start carrying all 4 items, but there is some back and forth on what you can do at any one time to get further into this world. The whole idea is to get higher into the world and up into the clouds to try and escape this miniature world that you're trapped in.
Yeah, but you're just small.
You
like, is it miniature or are you just small?
It's described as a miniature world, and you're described as a tiny elephant.
Okay.
And just like an elephant, you cannot jump.
Yeah.
That is one... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can climb the first level of ledge, but after that, you have to figure out how to get up there using the seeds or going around or...
Can you not use your trunk?
No. Your trunk does nothing in this game. It is just there to make you look like a tiny elephant.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Why?
Why? No.
Why?
So there is the water levels. There is the underworld. I guess the hell levels, but they're not all that dangerous. Dragon levels.
There dragons?
There's dragons.
Do things attack you?
Yes, but you have no health in this. If you happen to get hit by something that can damage you, you'll just get punted out into the next screen.
Okay, and you just sort of walk back?
And you can walk back. Everything resets. So if you're in the middle of a boss fight that shoves you off the screen, you have to restart the boss fight.
Okay.
So there are 3 boss fights. You have to go against the Ice Master, the old dragon, and spoiler.
And the other dragon.
The other dragon. The big bad dragon.
It's Snorky, isn't it?
It's
Snorri.
Snorri, yes.
It's Snorri.
Yeah.
You have to kill him.
You do. You have to try and take him out. He is the whole reason you're in this world to begin with.
This makes sense.
He just wants a friend. And for you to collect gems for him.
How many gems are you supposed to collect in this?
There was 36, and I got up to 25, and I got to the game. Oh,
okay, so you don't need to get them.
You don't need to get them all. There was a 5th item that apparently I could have gotten, but I don't know how, and I don't know where it is. I think it might have been a magic carpet, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, and that would just sort of, I guess, let you,
I have no clue what
fly?
It would do.
Fly?
I would hope so. It has a carpet-like shape. So.
Would that not, like, make it irrelevant?
Well, I think it's a secret item. Like, one of those things where if you get all the gems and find a hidden area...
Yeah, if you get all the gems, you get... Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So that makes... I understand now.
I didn't get through all... Like, I beat the game, but I didn't find all the secrets yet, because there was moles I needed to find.
Like, animal moles?
Yeah, they were tucked in, like, little hell area. They're like, oh no, 3 of my friends are missing. You gotta go find them.
You didn't do that.
Apparently, I have to be patient. I'm not patient.
What does that mean?
It means they'll only show up if I'm in a certain area and wait.
I mean...
And they'll pop up because they're shy.
Yeah, okay.
Each and every single one of these rooms has its own unique name, just like in Super Win the Game. You remember all the rooms having, like, their own special
name? Is it by the same person or no?
It's not. It's just very similar in that play style.
Yeah.
Just without the jumping and the wall climbing.
Okay.
At one point, they ran out of names for the rooms, so they named it Harold and put up a sign, like, I ran out of names, so I gave it a person name.
That's pretty cute.
It's very cute. It's very charming. There's not a whole lot in terms of music to this, but there are some... sound effects, like, that's pretty much all you're going by. There's no real music to this game.
There are no little bips or bops? Not really?
No bops, some bips, but no bops, no tunes.
Okay.
So that was kind of like, okay, I guess there's just me walking around in this world.
Yeah,
world. So that's one thing I would gripe about, but this is one person who did this. So I can't really complain all that much.
Yeah, I mean, you can listen to other stuff. That's true. That that's fine, right?
Oh, yeah. I can control the speed. I can listen to whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was Elefantasy by Benjamin Maxim. It was $10 on itch.io.
Elefantasy. And it's a cute name.
It is. And $11.50 on Steam.
Okay.
So if you want to go and check it out, that's where it's at. And, yeah, that was Elefantasy. I liked it.
Yeah, it sounds cute.
I'm going to keep an eye out for this guy's other stuff.
In the future, yeah. It sounds interesting.
Yeah. Have you been playing anything over the past week?
Yeah, I played Bugsnax.
Bugsnax was the big new release from when the PlayStation 5 first came out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, which isn't, well, I guess, yeah. Yeah, I believe, yeah, this is their first game. Or no, I lied. It's not Octodad is the other games that they've done.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So Octodad was a game where you are an octopus who is pretending to be a human. And so you have to act like a normal, and you're also a dad. You have a wife and kids. Hiding and a job.
Hiding from a chef who's trying to...
Yeah, trying to get you. It's a physics to an extent, like
double joystick physics.
Yeah, like mess. every controller is, you know, a different limb for your octopus dad. It's pretty cute. So this is by Young Horses, that's what they're called, which is, I think, a cute name. So Bugsnax is their, I don't know, it's definitely a bigger game than Octodad for sure. I guess if you want to say it could no. Like, I feel some people might not be satisfied with the length of this game, which, I get, but potentially they'll just be a Bugsnax too, and you'll get more Bugsnax. And I think I'm like, when I say that, I'm like, well, I spent like 18 hours in that game.
That's still quite a while.
Yeah, no, I was like, that's, and then I did quite a bit of stuff. Like, I didn't do everything. But yeah, so Bugsnax is, you are an investigator. You're also in a world where you're these creatures called Grumpuses. And you, investigator, reporter sort of thing, you are going to the Isle of Bugsnax to find out what has happened to this lady named Lisbeth. I'm pretty sure it's Lisbeth and Igabel. That's it. And she went to Bugsnax Island to look for, wait, it's called Snacktooth, isn't it? Sorry. Snacktooth Island. It's not called Bugtooth Island. But because there are Bugtooth or Bugsnax, geez, this game is a lot of like fun words, right? Like
they make up a lot. They have,
oh yeah, no, like there's Gramble, Wampus, like those are some of their characters. Cromdo.
It's
Chandlo,
like a...
Chandlo, Snorpy. Think about him a lot.
These make me think of like Mabibam names,
or just like they're just word. Anyway, so
as close to names as you can get without actually making real names.
Yeah, you go to Bugsnax or Snacktooth Island, geez, to figure out what has happened to Elizabeth, and sort of figure out what happened to her expedition and what's up on Bugtooth or Snacktooth Isle and see what's up with the Bugsnax. When you get there, you are met by this little character named Philbo, and he's the mayor of, I guess, the Snacktooth town. Most of the people there don't really like him, which is, and he's sort of like, he's a replacement mayor because Elizabeth has disappeared somewhere on the island, and you have to go. That's what you're trying to figure out what has happened to her, but also, you know, the other thing is that you are sort of bringing all of the Grumpuses back to the town, because they're all, the Grumpus, once again, that's the species of the character that you are, and everybody is.
They're like Muppets.
They look, yes, they're very Muppet-like, and then one thing that, I guess it's special for Bugsnax Island, so like, Snacktooth, whatever, is that the bug, that if you eat Bugsnax, so there's these creatures on the island called Bugsnax, they're basically half bug, half snack. That's literally it.
Terrible and delicious.
It's so there's like, and they also have fun names. So like there's Bunger, there's Sodies, which are like, there's a Frider, which is like a fry spider, Rasby, Strawby. These are the names.
Wonderful, but terrifying.
Yeah, but and basically they're just sort of like, I would say Strawby, for example, is sort of like a strawberry that's like sort of upside down, and then the leaves are used as legs, and then it has like Google eyes. It's pretty cute. I think most of the Bugsnax are fairly cute. Like, I like them. It's similar to Pokemon. Like, that's what you're doing at this point. You're catching them, but you don't get to like battle.
You just have to feed them to your residents?
Yeah, that's another... Yeah, I was like... There are certain things you have to do to, like, get certain bug snacks, because some bug snacks are on fire, or they're icy, right? They're, like, super cold. Like, there's a, what is his name? Is Scoopy Banoopy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it's, like, a big beetle banana split guy. And, you know, if he touches you, he freezes, so you have to figure out a way to extinguish the fire sort of thing right. to catch it. Which, yeah, like, there's different ways to capture them. I did manage to capture all the bug snacks. I wasn't really trying, and it, like, I was just sort of going through everything and being like, yeah, fun. Yeah, and then once you catch them, there's two options for you. One is you can, donate them to, I forget his, oh, it's Gramble, who is, he loves bug snacks, not to eat them, just as he thinks they're really cute. And he likes them.
So he's the vegetarian of the town.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny. He's not the biggest fan of the fact that everybody eats them, but he sort of understands. Anyways, you donate bug snacks to him, or you feed them to other villagers. And because of, like, whatever, like, the magical power of the Bug Snacks Island or whatever, your villagers transform their body parts based on what bug snacks you feed them. You get to choose the body parts for the most part.
I find this personally horrifying.
Yeah, no, like, there's a lot of people, reviews, whatever, like, that have talked about how bug snacks is almost like a horror game for kids. Because there is, like, it is very uncanny valley at a certain point because of, like, how you transform your characters. There is a little, I'll say, at some point you get to sort of, like, very much pick and choose, like, if you want to style them very, you know, how you wish kind of thing, you can.
You can make someone all burger.
Yes. You can make them all one thing, all, yeah.
Pickles and ice cream.
Yeah, there's a pickle. Yeah, there's a, I forget what it is. It's kind of just like pickle or something, like, without the E or something. And then, yeah, there's, like, Lolive, which is, like, an olive mosquito kind of thing. Like, and then there'll sort of be, like, variations. So there's, like, a black Lolive and, like, a green Lolive, you know, like, based on. And then, so raspberry and strawberry, very, you know, one's a raspberry, one's a strawberry. They're very similar looking. There's different, like, they're called peel bugs, which are, like, pill bugs, but they're
orange peels.
Yeah, or they're and they roll up into, like, an orange or a lemon or a lime.
Okay, that's pretty cute.
It's super cute. Like, there's a, I think I like the designs a lot. It's very fun. Like, the dialogue is very cute as well. Also, it's a very queer game. Like, Lisbert is in a relationship with, like, I guess another, I don't know, woman Grumpus, lady Grumpus. And then there are two characters that are very much they're in a relationship, and it's very cute. It's like the jock character and the nerd character. So it's very funny. And it's nice. Like, it's very cute. Yeah, like, the story is sort of whatever. I do sort of like how it is a bit about, like, bringing a community back together. I like that aspect. It's fun, visually good looking. It plays really well. Like, yeah, I would have liked more. Like, I think, but I could wait for another Bug Snacks sort of thing. Like, they did already come out with DLC as well.
That's true.
And I thought that DLC was included in whatever I bought, so I got to play that, which is basically you go to a little island and there are, like, big bug snacks. They're big. Like, they're different.
Upsized bug snacks.
Yeah, no, they're, like, giant. There's a giant, his name is Ched Orb, and it's, like, a, you know, cheese ball.
Okay.
Right? Like, they're, you know, Spagyder, which is, like, a spaghetti ball, like a meatball spaghetti spider.
Okay.
Yeah, like, there's, it's very funny. I really like, I think they're quite inventive. They're pretty, like, for the most part, they're pretty distinctive, or you sort of know what they are from each other, or even sort of what they're trying to represent. Like, there's, I think it's called the praying Picantus, right? which is like a praying mantis. And obviously, it's just sort of in the shape. Obviously, like flying olive kind of looks like a mosquito, sort of. More like an olive with wings, actually. But, you know. And then there's a crab one, which is like, I think his name is actually just Crapple, which is kind of a funny name. But it's like a crab apple. But you're an apple who is...
Also a crab.
Yeah, crab apple. Right? Like, they did go with some easy ones, but I'm okay with that because it's cute.
Like, if you have enough content and enough things to look at, because a lot of the inspiration was pulled from, like, Pokemon Snap and...
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a lot. Like, I quite enjoy it. There's a bunch to, like, obviously there's side quests. There's a point where you sort of get to build your own little, like, hut and decorate it as you wish by doing, like, I guess extra little quests. It's like mail quests. There's a bunch of the people and they just ask you for things. Sometimes they're, like, cryptic. It's like, I want you to give this to this person. And they don't tell you who the person is, but they give you a text of what they sort of say. And you can assume by what the character talks about. Like, for example, Wambus is a farmer.
Right.
You know, he's like a howdy cowboy guy. So, you know, I can understand if there's, like, some kind of farmer language in there. I'd be like, okay, give it to Wambus.
Or Snorp. Y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Or Snorpy's talking about, like, conspiracy theories. Like, in this, there's a group called the Grumpinati.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that Snorpy is afraid of. Or that is, Snorpy believes that they're coming for him. So, like, there's a lot to it. It's very good. Like, I do highly recommend it. All I would like is more.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, which I once again, I don't feel that that's bad.
Did you get to play the DLC yet? Or?
Yeah. No, I beat it all. I beat everything. Okay. I beat every part of Bugsnax. Except for doing all of the mail quests. Like, I did all of the side quests, but I didn't do all the mail quests because at one point I fed the wrong thing to the wrong character, and I was like, I don't want to go find all these again. So I was like, I don't care about the mail quest, but I did do quite a few of the mail quests. I did a lot. I liked it a lot. It was an enjoyable game. That's why I'm like, I keep on recommending it to you because I think you'd like it because there is a very Pokemon aspect to it.
Yeah.
And you like like, obviously, you don't. There's not really battling, and obviously, you don't have a health bar. Like, you can fall off of things, but it'll just sort of load you back into things. You know, you don't die. You don't die. Like, there's things. Certain Bugsnax will, like, maybe. Like, there's certain Bugsnax that love you, and then there's ones that hate you. And the ones that love you will sometimes, like, run up to you and, like, boop you. So, like, it'll just, and then the ones that hate you will do the same thing, but they hate you.
But they're grumpy about it.
Yeah, exactly. Or some will set you on fire, whatever, okay. Right? Like, but it's a limited thing, right? Like, you only are frozen. For the frozen one, you have, like, a little prompt to break free, and the fire one is just, you're on fire for a little bit, and you just have to run around awkwardly and can't do anything.
And hope that you don't burn to a cinder.
Yeah, you don't, once again, you don't die in this game. I guess the snack, bug snacks die, I guess, by being eaten.
Well,
I guess. I don't know.
They live on through the things that ate them.
Yeah, like, there's a lot. Bug snacks, there's definitely horror aspects to bug snacks, which is kind of interesting. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do highly recommend it, so.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's good.
But yeah, those are what we've played this week, and we will be back next week with more games, more recommendations, and some chaos.
Mostly chaos.
Mostly chaos. All right, everybody, keep changing.
Bye. I'm
mission. 13 strong of grumpuses who all set off, seeking out a better life. On Snaptooth Island they did find a tasty quest to fill the hole that many feel inside their soul. Venture deep to reach the truth, and maybe you'll learn something too. You might think it sounds impossible till you've seen a sandwich climb a wall. Kind of bad.